They have a laser pointer.
Yo, to whoever is shining that sniper scope up here, I'd like you to know that the Unix terrorist has been known to bring a Glock to DEFCON. So if you want to step up here, you know, you're welcome to do so. Just flash your piece. I'm looking for you, son.
If I could get, like, some DEFCON goons or whatever to confiscate every laser pointer out in the audience, I'd appreciate it, because it's becoming a big disruptance. Thank you. What? Every single laser pointer. I'd like you to search every single person and find... Okay. The guy in the wheelchair would like women to search if
you
like.
We just got the go ahead for the cavity search on CDC.
Yeah, anyhow, Mr. Emmanuel Goldstein likes to you know.
I think you're confusing him with John Draper.
Someone someone back here, I don't know if everyone heard it, just said that Emmanuel Goldstein likes to touch little boys. I'm not saying that. It's just, you know, what I heard from someone back here. If you are a little boy that can confirm this, I would I would like to write on it sometime. But yeah, that's a little off subject. Anyhow, other than touching little boys, apparently he likes to get involved with any computer-related case he can, or, you know, bitch about the same things over and over again. And this guy, you know, if any of you out there ever get in trouble, the worst thing you can do is go to 2600 for help, because, like, all this guy wants to do is lose the case in court, so he has something to bitch about in his little magazine. And, like, speaking of that magazine, it's not even, like, as good as Frack, so, like, I'd appreciate it if everyone out there stops buying it so it can just go away.
That was cold, Gobbles.
What?
That was pretty cold.
Yeah, well, he's like never had a real job. He needs one at some point in life. Yeah. Anyhow.
Emmanuel needs a security job, too. Hook it up out there.
Yeah. Next, we'll speak of Woo Woo, the other media whores. Is anyone from Woo Woo here who'd like to come up? Shock. Shock, where are you, Shock?
Yo, can someone...
Matt?
Does
Shock?
Anybody know how to flash the woo-woo gang sign?
Does anyone here do the woo?
I've been on the channel once or twice.
All right, yeah. They're another one of these groups that likes to, you know, get on TV, likes to be the spokespersons for the underground or whatever the hell that means, and, like... I don't know. They've got, like, I had a good talk with Shock the other night, and, you know, he admitted to me that Woo Woo is only three people, and those people would be Napster, No Carrier, and Shock. So the rumors of the group being, you know, 30-plus members. Oh, wait, I forgot. Super Luck, he's a member of Woo Woo, the guy who releases 15 advisories a week for shareware Windows programs. So I guess...
Yo, you can find that on USSRback.com.
Yeah, so I guess they are a little more prolific with their advisories and publications than, like, two lame AOL advisories a year and, like, an advisory on Mac OS, or Microsoft holes on Mac OS. You know, that's, yeah, some pretty...
It's all about the woo-woo angry packet conglomeration.
There are rumors that I confirm that there are vulnerabilities in certain products out there. So that's a rumor confirmed. There are vulnerabilities not disclosed that vendors know about.
I heard that the Napster software was deliberately implanted with a feature which allowed a worm to take instant access of every client on the net. So just remember who's coding these free software tools you're using, you know? Could be someone from Woo.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with people like Napster and No Carrier around. Yeah, we audited ngrep. It's like TCP dump -vvv pipe to grep. Great program. It's exploitable in seven places so far from what we've found. So, like, be careful using that. Yeah, thanks. But anyhow, back to, you know, woo-woo in general. It would be appreciated if those members of the press again, you know, would stop talking to these people and, you know, doing interviews, because really it's like a bunch of morons once again. I was talking to one member who's listed as a member and all last night, or the night before, rather, and he said, yeah, I don't even know why the fuck they say that I'm in woo-woo. It's like, this is news to me. So they just basically list anyone they know as a member. I don't like those guys. Woo-woo is poo-poo. That was contributed by my friend, the Unix Terrorist.
What's up?
Okay, yeah. So, excuse me, I'm new to this. If you're from the media, stop talking to those people and maybe they'll just go away and get lives and stop being on IRC all the time. I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
What? What's the media left yesterday?
Yeah. But they'll hear. I hear the media left yesterday. I'm not on very good terms with the blonde chick from Tech TV. She wouldn't give me her number. Could you write it down for me? I think you're lying.
I can confirm that.
Yo, I couldn't pick up the pattern in that number.
Okay.
555-1212, that sounds pretty random, dog.
That's my social security number. Okay, now we're going to move on to another topic. Hey.
What's up?
I think he's stepping.
Do you have something to say about my cultural heritage? Do you know what it's like to grow up in the ghetto? Do you know what it's like to walk home from school every day, wonder if you're going to get capped because you're wearing a Red Bull shirt? Yo, you have no idea. I think you need to sit down, son. Best recognized.
Okay, now we're going to talk about some stuff about the computer security industry. Silvio here probably have some interesting things to say since, yeah, he works in the industry. Good guy. I love him like a brother. Let me see, I can't read this.
Okay, I just remembered that.
Okay, The thing is, how many of you think most of the security companies really care about security? Can you, like, see a show of hands? Like, if you think that security companies actually want security, put your hands up right now.
I think I saw one person. I'm not quite two people. Yeah. I don't know if this is true or not, though.
Okay. Who did you see? I think you just spotted the Fed.
I don't know. He ran away. You know.
Yeah, Silvio needs a t-shirt for spotting a Fed. Thank you.
This is my dream come true to get one of these t-shirts.
Is the t-shirt coming? Okay. But basically, I'm not speaking for everyone in the security world, like my friend Dave there, but they don't really care about security because, like, if a state of security actually existed anywhere, like, where the fuck would they work? Think about it. It's just sort of, you know, logical. The security industry, you know, they can't get jobs, or they, you know, they can't sell their, you know, $250,000 sniffers unless you go ahead, or there's a state of insecurity. So, please don't interrupt me again. You will be RM'd.
The computer security industry, though, is a multi-billion dollar industry. So, you know, it is treated very much like a business model. You know, the ultimate goal of a computer security company isn't to make a secure environment. It's to make, actually, their quarterly, you know, earnings, their quarterly investment. You know, they have VCs. They have, like, their shareholders. These are the people that they're concerned about. They're concerned about their own pockets, not really the security of computers. You know, Microsoft, for example, you know, they're fantastic at, you know, selling stuff. you know, that's great, but, you know, this is what they do. They don't actually write secure software. You know, it's naive to think this is what they do. So I'll pass the mic back to Gobbles.
Yo, I think you might be getting a little bit too philosophical, dog.
Possibly.
Yeah, basically...
We need to return to the concrete examples.
It's all wet.
It's okay. You know, I can give examples here. I do work in the computer security industry.
Yo, that's a second t-shirt Gobbles ever on.
This can't be from Microsoft, though, because it's a free t-shirt. So, you know, what's going on there?
I'm very poor. I accept cash donations from free beer, whatever. Find me. What? All right. Okay, anyhow.
You know, a silly question here. Do people not believe that computer security is about, you know, marketing and about making money? Does anyone actually believe this? Like... does he work for open source, or, you know, does anyone believe this, really? Like, you know, does Microsoft, a lot, you know, are there vulnerabilities out there that vendors know about that aren't getting fixed or aren't being reported to the public because it's a bad marketing campaign? Is this, you know, is there anyone that doesn't believe this?
You're getting too philosophical and serious here.
Yeah, I have to get
I'm going to have to interrupt and move on to the next subject. Because, no offense, not you, but I realize how boring the whole topic of the security industry is. So we'll talk about some more exciting things. Next we're going to talk about one of the shortest men in security and his project called Project HoneyNet. Yeah, you know, they're like all against black hats like K2, or he's on the team, whatever. Yeah, Lance, I heard you're here. Could you come up here, Lance? Lance Spitzner. This is Gobbles calling Lance Spitzner.
Yo, all I can say is, if Lance Spitzner isn't here, you know your enemy.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Doesn't seem to be doing a very good job at knowing his enemy.
Yeah, the guy